Hello everyone and welcome back to Friends to the End, your one-stop shop for all things Friends as we run down the classic sitcom episode by episode. I'm Michael and I've seen Friends well over a million times.
And I'm Elizabeth and I've never seen Friends.
Another day, another dollar. God. How...
Oh God, you can't even get out to ask how I am.
How you doing, buddy?
It's been one of those weeks, hasn't it?
It's Tuesday.
You know, time doesn't exist.
Time. Yeah, this is a fun document of people slowly losing their minds and just posting it sporadically on the internet. But anyway, how you been?
I've been great. How about you?
Blessed and highly favored.
What is that from? What is that?
That was the famous catchphrase of the possibly worst named drag queen in the history of RuPaul Charles's RuPaul's Drag Race, Heidi in Closet.
I forgot. You told me that already.
Well, you also watched every single episode of it.
But it didn't stick with me.
Well, I like it a lot.
Well, that's great. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is a nice response, but... Mm-hmm. You know, once, maybe.
I beg your pardon.
You heard me.
All right. Yeah, here we are. We've got a double episode bonus extravaganza.
But only because the first one was a flashback episode, and that is not a real episode.
Imagine if we just put that out. Imagine if we just did... And we didn't know it at the time when we sat down to watch season 7, episode 21, the one with the vows. We didn't realize that it was a flashback. So Elizabeth wouldn't realize, but I also did not realize. We kind of speculated it's going to be Chandler being like, oh, I don't know what to do. And he did not disappoint, but thankfully we didn't have to worry too much about it. This is kind of the episode where they're like, we can't be bothered to think of anything for Ross, Rachel, Joey, or Phoebe. So let's, instead of writing something for them, we can just put clips in between.
I hate flashback episodes. I always Everybody skip does. Them in like a, if I'm watching a sitcom series or something and I know it's a flashback, I'm just like, nope, 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 nope.
And like, I'm sure our younger listeners won't even know what we're talking about because like... It's not a thing anymore.
Yes, it is. 30 Rock did it.
Yeah, but Elizabeth, that was like 10 years ago.
No.
Yeah. Did 30 Rock do it?
Yes.
I don't recall it every time. The Office did it. The Office did it late in their run, and you're just like, fuck off. Get moving. We don't need this. But like, I think that was the last, that's like the last generation of shows that did it. It's all streaming now. It is. You don't need to recap now. Those were like the end of like regular watching these shows like on regular network television. Like
that's crazy.
Everything now, like we watch the equivalent of a show that we watch like that now is Superstore, which we don't have cable. We watch it on the Roku, on Hulu, so we can go back and watch any episode we want. Like they are fascinating because like in theory. Like, in the 2010s, it was pointless, because you had Netflix even then, but, you know, back in 2001, when this episode was, and, you know, going back 5-10 years before that, they were kind of necessary, because... Not necessary, but, like, you could get away with it, because it's like, well, I've only seen this once, it's kind of cool to relive it.
Yeah, and I mean, think about the occasional viewer that's not, like, a diehard Friends fan, and... Wouldn't see every single week when it would come out.
Right.
But every so often they'd tune in and be like, oh, this is a funny show.
And that kind of makes sense, except from we lived through this era and I was fucking pissed off at them at the time. It's like the flip side of that is I love this show. I've waited all week for it. I've waited all season for Chandler and Monica to get married. We're getting close to the wedding and then they throw up this shit and you're like, give me new stuff. Fuck this. It's nonsense. So like... What we just talked about is like the nice approach to it, but the reality is, no, fuck you, fuck this. And that's basically the approach we're taking to it with this podcast. So we're going to skim through the one with the vows very briefly, and then we'll get on to season 7, episode 22, the one with Chandler's dad. Also. So we're going to talk about them both, which means two rounds of episode trivia as well.
Right.
And before we dive in, I know we've got two episodes to get through, but I want to debut a new segment.
Michael, just before you decide to do that, look inside yourself.
Yeah.
Is this a thing you should do?
I think it's going to be good. It doesn't have to be every week.
Michael, will you forget?
It depends on the gap between this episode and our next one.
Okay.
I would love...
put like a disclaimer saying, I'm going to debut a new segment that might not be weekly. It might only be when I remember.
If the people don't take to Twitter and immediately tell me it's the greatest thing in the world, I'll never do it again. How many segments do you think I've come up with that just didn't catch on? I don't
know. A dozen.
Friends, Would You Rather. We did that for a bit.
Ask Elizabeth.
People just stopped asking.
Hey, they were good. I really appreciated them.
Bamboozled, we intentionally dropped because we were running out of trivia. Bamboozled will be returning for season 8. That's going to be fun. Yep, it's coming back. We always said that. We said we'd bring it back when there would be like more seasons of trivia. So we haven't done it in like 3 seasons. Okay. So Bamboozled is coming back. Friends, Would You Rather? Probably never. But no, this is a good one. Okay, yeah, Michael. My other one was Thoughtful Friends at the beginning of the season where I asked you like a philosophical question, but that was also hard to do. This one's really good, okay?
All right, just tell me what it is.
It's called Friendly Advice.
Okay.
And it's just me and you talking for 30 seconds about something that's bringing us a little bit of joy in the world that other people might be able to experience as well.
Okay, that's nice.
Yeah.
Friendly advice? Well, we're talking about friends.
Oh, well, I didn't even plan it like that, but...
Yes, you did.
Of course I did, idiot. Do you want me to go first, seeing as I sprung on you?
Apparently.
All right, my piece of joy, right, is there's an Apple... what is it? Apple TV? Not everyone has an Apple TV membership, but that's okay. Apple TV has a show called Central Park, which is an animated show, and it's like a musical, and it's set around Central Park, and it's got a fantastic cast... including Titus Burgess. It's got David Diggs, it's got Leslie Odom Jr., it's got Kristen Bell, it's got Josh Gad, just like a really, really awesomely talented... Stanley Tucci is in there. Really awesome voice casts. But like, even if you don't have access to Apple Plus or Apple TV or whatever it's called, go on Spotify and just listen to the soundtrack. I went through, there's 10 episodes, they do about 3 songs an episode. They all last about a minute and a half to like 2.5 minutes a piece. And they're just so catchy. Like I went through the soundtrack twice during my workday today. And they're just like, they're really, really good. It's toe-tapping fun, Elizabeth. I would say watch the show to get some context for the songs. But like, if you only listen to the songs on Spotify or on YouTube, it's great. And it's great. Oh, Catherine Hahn also does voice. She's so hot right now because she was in WandaVision. So, but she doesn't sing in WandaVision, but she does here. And she has a surprisingly good voice. And that's my piece of friendly advice, to seek that out because the music is joyful and I love it.
That's great. I'm pretty sure you took up the whole 30 seconds though.
Yeah. Well, you also get 30 seconds.
Oh, I get my own 30 mm-hmm. seconds? Oh my God. Okay, sometimes if I need something really trashy and stupid to watch, I found these great clips on like the Facebook...
Oh, the hairdressers.
On like the Facebook video like link on the bottom of your... Like I watch it on my phone. So it's like the second little thing and I'm sure people know what I'm talking about. And you can do like watch videos on Facebook. And it's all clips of different shows, whatever. And it obviously tailors to the things that you like or post about. And something has recently come up for me that I find hilarious. And it's so stupid. It's called Snog, Marry, or Avoid.
Oh, our UK listeners are well aware of what you're talking about.
Okay, well, I assume because we don't say snog in America. And it's like people that are so overdone. Give us a snog, love. They're like extremely overdone with the fake tan and the hair and the Botox and whatever. It's just, it's unreal. And then they give them a make under. And it's quick little, like, 2-3 minute videos, and I've just been,
like,
loving
it. Is that, like, the
it.
Voice where it's like, what in pod's name? Yes, okay, yes, it's a woman yes. in the pod. Yeah, I watched that. I've seen that
It's show. Kind of like the voice of Plankton's wife in SpongeBob.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like how she's, like, a robot. It's kind of like that.
Okay, 30 seconds are up. So the Facebook videos, but Snog, Marry, Avoid in general.
Yeah, it's just like a stupid thing. Like, you don't, you can be mindless. Yeah. And Facebook videos are good for that. But sometimes they can be really deep. But that one I thought was hilarious. And I assumed it was a real TV show because there are so many of them. Apparently.
Yeah.
Y'all in the UK.
Oh, we love our trashy.
You're overdone at times.
Yeah.
The fake tan is like a constant, though. That's big. Is it because there's no sun?
Yeah, basically.
That's so sad.
It's okay. We get free healthcare, so we're kind of okay with it.
Fair enough.
It kind of comes out in the wash.
That's fair.
All right. That was good. I think this has got legs. You just have to think of something you like and you could like associate
to
other people. It could just be like petting a dog.
Oh my god, I thought about that to say.
Yeah.
Actually, can I say one more really quick one?
Well, you don't want to save it for the next episode?
No, because it applies to right the moment. Okay, well, our neighbor's cat came into our house and he's hanging out with us while we record. His name is Caesar. And he's really nice and white and orange and fluffy.
I almost punched him in the face earlier.
Yes, he was trying to eat Michael's food.
I was having a moment, and I just wanted to be left alone. And this bloody cat was in my face trying to eat my flounder.
Which is a really good fish, by the way. And it's...
Save it for next! The next friendly advice!
It's underrated. Eat it. Okay, bye.
Alright, from one thing we love to one thing we hated, The One with the Vows first aired on the 3rd of May in the year 2001... How many people watch this show, Elizabeth? The score is 4-2 to me.
I think you go first this time.
Okay. Last episode, we had 16.30. I'm going to say there will be 16.5 million very disappointed people that tuned in for this episode.
I'm going to say 16.4.
Okay. Motherfucker.
Yeah, I am. Okay.
$15.65.
So I won that, but only because I cheated.
Well, you didn't cheat. It's a strategy.
But it's not like...
Should we just guess for the next episode as well so we don't have to break our momentum?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So moving on to The One with Chandler's Dad. You go first this time. How many people watch this one?
I'll do 16 even.
16 even. I'll say... I'm going to say 16 and a half again.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. That's what you're saying.
17.23.
Oh, wow. Maybe they're like, oh, thank God. We got one of those episodes out of the way, so we know it's not going to happen again.
Okay, cool. So 5-3 for me. Imagine if they did do it again. Imagine if they did 2 weeks of
I'd be
flashback
I'd
episodes.
Be you're like, well, this has like, been a good few years of my life.
What the fuck? And they showed like some of the same flashbacks again. That'd be so annoying.
Let's get into this because it's been like 25 minutes.
Okay, yeah, we're gonna fly through this. So okay, episode opens. Monica is talking to Chandler. They're 4 weeks to the wedding. Monica asks about the wedding vows and Chandler is like, oh, I haven't done them yet. And we were just like, no, Chandler, you didn't do your vows.
But also a month? I don't know if I would have done mine with a month out.
Nope. I didn't write my toast at our wedding until the morning of.
The morning of? Mm-hmm. I guess you have time to do things like that.
Time.
Why do you keep saying it like that?
I don't know. Isn't that a thing? Is that not one of our things?
Unless you made it a segment and we forgot about it.
Yeah, that's very possible. I woke up, I think, 9 o'clock on our wedding day, watched a leisurely hour of wrestling.
Oh my god.
Did the playlist for our cocktail hour on Spotify. And then wrote my speech. Yeah, I think that's how it went.
I was up at 5.
It's a day I'll never forget. Anyway.
Oh my god. You're such a like silly Billy tonight.
Chandler's making jokes. Monica's like, there's no time for jokes. So she's like, let's just get to work and get them done. I actually think... I'm surprised that Monica isn't writing his for him.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, she wants all of the sentiments to come from him.
Does she, though? She knows what he's gonna
say. Everybody wants that. Right? To know what's in their heart.
They decide to write them together.
Fine.
And then we get the treat of the inner monologue from the original inner monologue guy, Chandler. Remember when he was in the ATM vestibule?
I
bring up every time anyone has an inner monologue.
And you love to say the word vestibule.
Not as much as you love to say it, apparently.
Vestibule.
I don't want to eat my vegetables.
What is it?
Vestibule.
Vestibule.
Good.
Okay. Vestibule.
Anyway, vestibule. He's like, oh my God, Monica's writing so fast, I can't think of anything. And so we get his inner monologue. We don't get Monica's inner monologue or her inner Monica log. If you will.
Michael. Oh my God.
We could just end it there.
Yeah.
It's not getting any better, folks.
Yeah, that's it.
You may as well tune out now, because I promise you that's the best of the episode. Anyway. The episode opens. The lads are in Chandler's apartment. He continues to struggle. Joey asks Ross, because he's an expert on weddings.
Right.
And he's like, I promised I would never love another woman. She made no such promise. So we got like a Ross wedding joke and a Ross lesbian joke all in 30 seconds.
Wonderful.
Did you notice when Ross made like the lesbian joke, it only got like a polite kind of like chuckle from the audience?
It was sort of like, that. Maybe they're actually growing.
And like season one, that would have been 30 second standing ovation.
What a joke. They're over the homophobia. They're over the fat shaming.
Yeah. Oh, they're not. No, they're not.
Oh, no.
No, they're not.
So there's more fat Monica to come.
Oh, there's. You kidding me? They got that fat suit waiting. It's coming, baby.
Is that going to make me upset?
I don't think so. You know, no more so than it already has.
Right.
Here's the fun twist on the episode, though. We cut to Monica's apartment, and she is also struggling writing her vows.
Who would have thunk it?
I didn't see that coming. Mm-hmm. So the ladies are there to help her with hers. And like when Chandler saw her all writing, she was just like doodling. And then we get Monica and Rachel and Phoebe being like, well, just remember what you love about him. And that triggers us to some flashbacks.
And at this point, both Michael and I looked at each other and went,
So, jumping through, there was a fat suit flashback. There was
a very brief one, though. It didn't linger.
It was when they first met.
Yeah.
There was one at the beach where Monica's just like, nah, I'm not gonna, I wouldn't date you. And then there's the infamous 7777.
Oh, the like,
the vestibule, the vestibule zones. The erogenous zones.
Oh my God, what's wrong with me? Yeah, it was kind of awkward to watch that.
We get a flashback to season one Chandler with very cool slick back hair. Kind of like what my hair is like right now. If I put some oil in it, I could slick it back.
Oh my God. Why don't you just get some like Crisco out of the cupboard and slick it in there?
Yeah. Could do that.
Do you know what Crisco is?
Yeah, isn't it vegetable oil? Is it lard? Is it like animal fat?
Yeah, it's kind of like that. Yeah. But it might be vegetable now that you say that.
Mm.
It's a good way to cook chicken, fried chicken in.
I forgot this. Chandler proposed like in an earlier season 1, that like if they were still single at 40, they would marry each other. I forgot they had that little deal.
Well, hey, thank God for this flashback episode, am I right?
We got the turkey on the head.
Oh, yes.
And then you kind of insisted we skip through all the flashbacks.
Look, I'm sorry, but
you need to do your homework. Bamboozled's coming up. You need to know this shit.
Oh, shit.
We did skip through a few flashbacks. We did pop back for the original content. There was the proposal scene, which we rewatched. And I was like, the proposal scene was the end of last season. It's like, that was 20 episodes ago. Like, it's one thing flashing back to, like, it's kind of fun flashing back to the earlier seasons and being like, God, look at how the production values have changed. Look at how the sets have changed, the hairs, the fashion, the physiques. But, like, this was 20 episodes ago. Come on. I mean, it was an iconic moment in the show's history, but we don't need it. At this point, I thought, and perhaps the trivia will reveal later, do you think they did this because Chandler was in and out of rehab? Matthew Perry was in and out of rehab, so they're like, we don't really have him for filming very much, so let's just get this out of him.
It may have been.
So we'll give them a pass if that be the case. Because it's weird placement as well. This is like 3 episodes from the end of the season. It's like,
right,
this is where you're ramping up to your season finale. Do you really want to waste time with stuff like this?
Right, so you can only assume he might not have been available for filming, except for those, you know, he probably did one day to do all of the scenes that we saw.
Yeah. The gentlemen, Ross and Joey, regroup in Central Perk with Phoebe and Rachel. And then they are like, oh, yeah, Chandler kicked us out because he was struggling. And they're like, no way, Monica is too. And then they begin to reminisce. And they kick it off with the very clumsy, remember how they used to hide their relationship from us? And then we get to see the fun Monica hiding in the bubble bath. It's a good scene. It's good.
That's a really good line, too. That's a really good line, too.
What is?
When Joey walks in and Chandler's like, I've had a very long, hard day. Like,
it was so great reliving all these moments. Oh, we love flashback episodes. Oh
my god, I'm like, I'm a new person.
The point I thought about this, because this is, we are reliving Joey and Ross and Rachel and Phoebe's memories, but Joey didn't know Monica was in the bath in this scene, so like, they would have had to have told him later, oh, remember that time you walked in on me in the bubble bath?
Right, right.
But, which I guess is plausible. So many different haircuts during the flashbacks, that's fine. There's a... I mean, we skipped this part again, but we skipped a long chunk where the episode where, like, everybody finds out, and it's the bit where Phoebe is, like, seducing Chandler. They basically recap the last 5 minutes of that episode.
It's a... You know, usually a flashback could be, like, 15 seconds maybe or something. It was minutes.
It was like 3-4 minutes. I'm like, the audacity. It's like a sixth of your episode is this flashback, this uninterrupted flashback, which again happened, I think, at the beginning of season 6. Just like, how dare you? Anyway, Phoebe, back in the original content world, Phoebe predicts the end of the group. She's like, they're going to move away and have kids and we're all going to stop hanging out. And then, they're like, no, that's not going to happen. And then the episode just kind of ends. We don't need to spend too much time on it. There was a flashback where you see, from like season 1, where you see a young Gunther, or a youngther, if you will. I told you it was going to go downhill. I couldn't top Monica Log. But youngther isn't too bad either. He was there. That was fun. And the episode ends, and they figure out their vows, and it's fine.
Shall we roll on?
I think we should just roll on. I mean, did you take any enjoyment from seeing the old episodes?
No.
Oh, okay. Right, well, let's just keep going then.
Except for that one moment in the bathtub where I like that line.
Hmm. But did we even watch that part?
Yes.
Okay.
But it's not a, I don't even have a pluh, which is still my favorite line of all time in Friends.
It's a good one, and that was like 5 episodes in. They really peaked early.
They peaked for me.
Alright, season 7, episode 22, the one with Chandler's dad, first aired the 10th of May, 2001. As we've already discussed, 17.23 million watched this episode. The episode opens with Ross coming into Monica's apartment. Ross goes to Monica's, he wants to borrow the Porsche. The rest of the gang are there. Rachel is mad because she's like, hey, Monica, you said I couldn't, you weren't letting anyone drive the Porsche. And Monica's like, well, Ross is my brother and he's a really good driver. And then Joey comes in and is like, hey, can't wait to take that bad boy for a spin. And Rachel's even more mad. And then Phoebe's like, yeah, I never get to drive it either. And she's like, well, I drove it once. Okay, I drive it all the time. And Rachel was just like, oh, what the fuck? But she's a bad driver. And I think...
Is this established?
Well, I think we all knew.
Why?
You know.
It's
on brand.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
It's on brand for Rachel. I wouldn't trust her with my Porsche.
I guess not a Porsche. No.
No. The episode opens in Central Perk. Ross has just taken the Porsche for a spin, and his hair is all up from
the wind
riding the convertible and the wind blowing it up, and it's like meant to be like, oh, how ridiculous his hair is like standing up on end. And like, it's not that much worse than what it has been like recently.
It kind of looks like he stuck his finger in an electrical socket. Like a windswept. To me, a windswept would be like some of it down, some of it up. Like a little bit all over the place instead of just up.
But I like, there was an episode about four episodes back where I was like, what the fuck is up with this guy's hair?
I know it.
But anyway, yes, he's like, boo, doo. It's worse than normal, apparently. Rachel won't give him a hairbrush. So he's like, well, there's a comb on the bathroom floor. So he's going to go do that.
Which seems out of character.
Yeah.
For him.
Yeah, but he's trying to like eye up a pretty lady. So he's like, I need my hair to look good. Otherwise, she's not going to take me seriously. Whereas if I have bathroom combed hair, it will work great. Anyway, he goes to the bathroom. Rachel steals the keys out of his bag? Does he have a bag that he leaves on the table?
Maybe a jacket?
Oh, yeah, it'll be a jacket. And then she takes money out of the pocket as well. And the lady that he was eyeing up, sees Rachel doing it. And she's just like, it's alimony. And she's like, oh, yeah, no problem. Yeah. Sisters before misters, am I right?
Totes.
Monica is like, hey, your dad never RSVP'd to our wedding. And Chandler's like, that's because I did not invite him. And we're like, oh no, the infamous issues between Chandler and his father.
So this is a thing. We've heard about this before?
Yeah. Well, he's always been like, oh, my dad was gay and he ran away with the houseboy and...
Okay, but I feel like we haven't gotten much.
No.
Maybe that's on purpose?
It's never been a focal point of an episode, but there have been lines consistently throughout the series. Like, just like little one-offs every now and again.
Okay.
So, like, there's enough to build up a rich, intriguing tapestry, backstory, puzzle piece.
I'm sorry if you can hear our neighbor's cat purring. While it is very cute, it is very loud. It's the loudest purr I've ever heard a house cat make. And I have heard many a house cat. It's cute.
So cute. He has a show in Vegas. It's a drag show in Vegas. We'll maybe talk about it as the episode progresses, but they seem to kind of muddy the lines between being transgender and being a drag performer.
Is his dad trans?
Well, I guess they don't really dwell on it because we only ever see him in a drag show. But spoiler alert, he shows up to the wedding dressed pretty much as he was dressed at the drag show.
Okay, but he could have shown up in drag. We just don't know.
I guess not.
Okay.
They always refer to him as a drag artist. I'm just wondering in the early 2000s if they're just like not drawing a distinction between someone who's transgender and someone who is in drag.
Mm, they probably just wouldn't even know that there is a distinction.
Mm.
Which there is.
You wrote a whole paper on it.
And you can read my thesis about it.
Where can we read that?
I don't know.
You message us and...
It's not specifically about that. That's just a small part. It's about how drag is an expressive art.
Mm-hmm. If you message us on Facebook... Or, we're not on Facebook. If you message us on Twitter, Elizabeth will send you a copy of her thesis.
I would be honored if anyone wanted to read that. Mm-hmm. It is tedious. It's long.
We probably actually scan it and email it to you. We probably wouldn't mail it to you.
Yeah, I have it in a PDF.
Ooh, a PDF, you say?
I'd be honored. Yes. But no pressure. Right. Pressure.
Please, someone
read it.
Please. Rachel is in the car. She's starting the engine, but before she drives away, Ross catches her. He like jumps up and he's like, I'll cut you. And she's just like, I'm going to take it for a spin. So Ross like gets in with her to kind of make sure she doesn't get up to any malarkey. Phoebe is in Central Park with Joey. Some dude we've never seen before just comes up to Phoebe and is like, hey babe. And they kiss and it's like, oh, Phoebe's got a fella that she's seeing right now.
Apparently so.
Some sort of forgettable chinless goober. I don't actually know if he doesn't have a chin, but...
that was great. Why aren't you laughing?
Well, it's not cool to laugh at your own.
Oh, device. Okay, yeah.
So Phoebe has to leave. The guy sits down at Central Perk. Joey's like, oh, hey, we should get to know each other. And the guy's like, yeah, I'd like that. And Joey's just like, okay, what's your name? And the guy's like, oh, I'm Blue Dot. Who cares?
Blue Dot?
Yeah, I mean, that's it. He's just got a blue... It doesn't matter. He's just an empty vessel. He's a, he's an avatar. We don't care. And... Then they go from learning each other's name to Joey inviting him to a basketball game. And I'm just like, Jesus, Joey, no wonder you're so good with the ladies. If you're this presumptuous on just meeting a person, like it's the equivalent of one night stand. I couldn't imagine
no?
meeting a person and then 30 seconds later being willing to like take a punt on spending an evening with them.
But if you know that Phoebe's been dating him for a while, it's like, okay, well, maybe this is something that'll stick around.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
I would.
No.
Okay. Well, I would.
There's people in my own friendship group who I would, like, struggle to spend an evening with.
Yeah, just... but that's because you know them. This person you might not know. What if this person could be your next best friend?
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess we'll never know. Anyway, while they're chatting... This guy leans forward and Joey notices that he's wearing women's underwear. What's with dudes wearing women's clothes in this episode?
Well, what is it,
Michael? Well, we'll get to it later. Monica and Chandler are going to go to Vegas. Or Monica's like, we're going to Vegas. You're going to ask your dad to the wedding. And Chandler's like, I'm not going. And she's like... You lose every argument, so let's just go. And he's like, Chandler doesn't want to go. Like, you know, I don't want to undercut anyone's, like, life history. But is Chandler, like, were you feeling much sympathy for Chandler?
No, but I don't know if that was just the way he played it or because I didn't really have a sense of history between this issue. You know, like, I didn't feel any sort of way about it at all.
It was just like, a lot of it is like, you don't know how hard it was growing up with a dad that fancied your soccer coach or fancied the pool boy. It's like, oh, boo-hoo. Yeah. Like, your dad was there and he loved you and he refused to hide who he was. Like, that's not really a traumatic upbringing, I don't think.
Yeah, but it's, you know Chandler. He's just so rigid.
I do know Chandler very well.
Right. He's rigid.
And I call him on his bullshit. That's why we get on so well. Right. He respects
you
that.
You guys
about
would go
me.
To a basketball game, like, immediately.
I would never.
You do would that sit with him in a vestibule.
Well, if we were locked in there in a blackout, I would have no choice.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a charismatic. He's, you know, he's an extrovert. He would make it work. He would do the heavy lifting in the conversation, and I would be fine with it. Joey tells Phoebe, anyway, they're off to Vegas. Joey tells Phoebe about her fella wearing underwear. She's like, yeah, I know, it's mine. I dared him. And Joey's just like, ugh. And then Phoebe challenges his manhood. It's like, you could never do it because you're not man enough. Well, he's like, he seems iffy about it.
Well, I guess it was just a little bit shocking. Like, he didn't expect it. Like, if you saw that in one of your friends, and you've never talked about it, like, it's just, you'd probably be like, huh.
I think I would just be like, not my business.
Yeah, but you'd notice and you'd think about it for a second, right? It wouldn't just be like, nothing.
I don't know. I think it's the sort of thing that I would forget about very quickly and not care about.
Well, many people wouldn't, and Joey's one of them.
I guess. At this point, we got a little bit of Nelly in the car. You enjoyed that?
Yes.
Hey, must be the money.
If you want to go and take a ride with me.
Some good tunes in this episode. We'll get to more of that later. But yeah, they're cruising on the highway, bumping some Nelly.
That's a great song.
He has better.
No, Michael, that's the classic.
It was like a...
Especially with like the smoking, like sound effects. When I was like a kid, that was a big deal.
Rachel's driving. As she's driving, she's like, oh, I need to get my license renewed. So she doesn't have a license. And wouldn't you know it, they get pulled over. And Ross is like, nah.
It seemed like she was going like 30 miles per hour. So.
No, I couldn't really tell. Well, I mean, their hair wasn't moving.
Right.
Which is just like, you literally make the joke about it earlier in the episode. Maybe you should have invested in like a fan or something.
Right.
But anyway. They get pulled over and Ross is just like, just be cool, you're not in that much trouble. And Rachel's like, oh, you think so? We then cut to Joey's apartment. He's like walking through and he sees a laundry basket that has presumably Rachel's clothes in it, and he sees some underwear and he's like, oh, I'm gonna try this on.
Well, it's kind of funny because he like first pulls out a thong and he's like, yeah, I'm gonna try this on, and then he's quickly like, absolutely not. And he gets like a bikini cut, which is more like a full bum coverage.
Could he fit into Rachel's underwear? Would it stretch?
It would. I mean, they are stretchy by nature, so it might be a little bit uncomfortable and tight, but...
But it would ruin it forever. Like, Rachel can't wear them again, right?
No, I don't think it would ruin it forever after one wearing.
Okay.
Why? Why are you asking me that?
I'm... Michael? Curious. We're...
You know what we should have done? Is you should have worn a pair of my underwear for this episode.
This isn't our freewheeling days of 2017, 2018, where I would get my legs waxed just because someone did it in an episode.
Oh, yeah. That was fun.
No, those days are behind us. We've got to be responsible. Next episode,
you could wear my underwear.
I could. Maybe I've already done it.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm. We're then in Vegas, and we get more pop music. We get Schur's Believe. You go ahead.
Do you believe in life after love?
Isn't it Love After Love?
No, it's Life After Love.
Was that the mega hit here that it was in the UK?
Yeah, it was big. Okay. It was really big.
Yeah, it was huge in the UK. Like, did several weeks at the top of our charts. So they're like blowing the budget on big hits right now. 2001, Nelly, Schur. Two of the big names of music. Oh,
it's actually Cher.
Are you sure?
I'm very Cher.
Okay. So we're at the show. Chandler's dad's drag show. It's a very creative drag name.
It's great.
It is good. What was it?
Hell in a Handbasket.
Hell in a Handbasket. That's pretty good.
It's excellent.
Yep.
I love ones that are play on words like that.
Mm-hmm. Did you recognize Chandler's father?
No. And I think you told me to look for him, and then you said it was someone, and then I didn't recognize it, and you said, no, I'm just kidding. But you never told me who it was.
I didn't tell you who it was.
But no, I didn't.
Well, what did you think of them as a drag performer?
I thought they were good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah? Convincing drag act?
Not the most entertaining.
No?
Like, fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. His dad is played by a woman.
Okay.
Did you know that?
Well, I thought it might be so.
Okay.
I don't know who it is, though.
It's Kathleen Turner.
Okay, so I don't know who that is.
Well, she's a very popular actress from earlier times.
The earlier times.
She has a very distinctive voice, as you probably picked up from this episode. But she, you know, she was popular in the 60s, 70s.
Okay.
Probably the 80s.
Yeah.
But yeah, here she is here. And she's playing a man in drag. It's enough to make your head spin.
It's like Shakespeare.
It is like Shakespeare.
They would have boys.
How now, fair spirit? Whither wander you?
Very good, Michael.
You love Shakespeare.
No, I don't. That's the thing.
I know.
We literally talked about it
in our last
episode. Okay, okay.
We don't need to rehash. We're back in the car. Where Rachel is going to get in trouble. She wants Ross to switch places with him because she doesn't have her license. And Ross won't do it because he's a goody two-shoes. So then Rachel has to flirt her way out of a ticket.
She had that locked and loaded. She like immediately knew what she was going to say and do. And it was so over the top. Oh my God.
But it works. Because Rachel gets off, so to speak.
I'm making many faces.
A vinegar face.
I am making many faces. It's like this has happened dozens of times for her to be so confident in her flirting ability. Mm.
You ever flirted your way out of a ticket?
No.
Ever gotten out of a ticket just because you're a hot piece of ass?
I've never... There are two times I've been pulled over.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I was speeding a little bit, but it was just like a, all right, well, like, please be safer type mm-hmm. thing. And it didn't, I wasn't, I admitted to everything. I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm still a new driver. No problem. The second time I was in Connecticut and you can't talk on the phone. This is back in the day. You can't talk on the phone and drive there. It wasn't illegal en masse at the time. So I got pulled over, but I had just found out I had been rejected from my top choice of grad schools. And I think I was like on the phone with my mom or something crying about it. And they pulled me over and they're like, you can't be doing that. And I was like, so I was like bawling my eyes out. And he's just like, all right, get out of here.
I'm not trained to deal with this.
But also he saw that I had mask plates on my car. And I think he's just like, all right, there's just, get out of here.
So, yeah, she gets away with it. Anyway, back in Vegas, old Hell in a Handbasket's doing a bit of crowd work. One of my favorite jokes, she's like, oh, where are you from? And the guy's like, New Jersey. And she goes, I'm sorry. He goes, New Jersey. He goes, no, I heard you. I'm just sorry. It's a good joke.
That was a good joke. Mm-hmm.
Good work.
Well, something done. You'd hear in, like, Snatch Game. RuPaul's Drag Race.
These queens would do well to study the tapes of old Hell in a Handbasket. Chandler's like, I can't be here for this. And he gets up to leave. And obviously, you never get up to leave during like a performance like this.
Cause no, you're now a target. And plus, it was a very small crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And she's in the crowd right next to you. Right. She's going to notice you.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, hello. And it's awkward. He's like, hi, Dad. He's like, hello. Well, they don't acknowledge that they're father and son to the crowd. So it's just like, imagine being in the crowd seeing that. It's just like, oh, wow. That's
it's an interesting...
weird vibe these two have.
This show is taking a turn.
It's taking a turn. Oh, and he also was singing I Feel Pretty, which is good. And so another big hit. Joey has a spring in his step. And he shows Phoebe, he's like, hey, look what I'm wearing. And she's just like, that's cool, Joey. And then he's like, there's just so much I didn't know. The thongs, the pantyhose. And like, he seems overly enthusiastic. And then he's like, maybe it's time for me to take it off. And she's like, yeah, you should.
Aw, she burst his bubble.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. More crowd work in Vegas. The Helena. Chandler's dad is like, oh, and who's this you're with? And he's like, this is Monica. And he's like, wow, look at that rock. And he's like, yeah, we're engaged. He's like, oh, when's the wedding? And he's like, in 2 weeks, is it?
It's yeah, like real I think soon. It's 2 weeks at that point.
And then, so old Helena Hambasque is like, oh, I see. Well, congratulations. And he's being very graceful, clearly very disappointed, clearly very upset, but it's like, well, here's a toast to you. And everyone has a toast. And then, she goes to leave and do more crowd work, and Chandler's just kind of like, we'd love it if you could come. And he's like, oh, great, fantastic. And that's cool,
I guess.
You didn't like it?
No, I did, but like 2 weeks before, I guess. Like, look, you made all the effort to come out here to invite me, but
it kind of felt like there wasn't really any work done to resolve Chandler's issues with his dad.
There wasn't.
Okay. So
there wasn't.
Like,
they didn't, other than showing up.
They didn't even have a conversation. It wasn't even like they met backstage beforehand and he was like, well, just watch my show and you'll see me up there and you'll understand like who I am and this is where I come alive and this is who I am. They didn't do any of that. It really just kind of felt that Chandler felt guilty for not inviting his dad, so he was like, all right, Dad, you can come. Without really resolving any issues of how he felt, he just thought that he should invite him.
Right.
So it wasn't a super sweet moment. You could tell the invite meant a lot to his dad, but yeah, not really played out the best as it could have been. And they end with a chorus of It's Raining Men, because why wouldn't you?
Because of course.
Of course. Ross is driving the car, like, after Rachel gets pulled over. The guy's like, can you drive? And he's like, yeah. So he's driving, and he gets pulled over, and they're like, you were going 35 on the highway. And he's like, well, you're not going to give me a ticket for going too slow. And the policeman's like, yeah, I am.
It's so dangerous to go that slow on the highway.
They're like, yeah, Russ, you can get a ticket for going real slow on the highway.
Yeah, so basically he tries to do the same thing Rachel did.
Yeah.
And flirt. And
it's a different officer.
Well, yes, yes. And he's not having it.
No. And it's dumb. It's dumb. I mean, as if Ross, he's a grown-ass man. Like, if he'd been, like, going 50, but, like, he's going 30, it's just like, fuck, come on.
I mean, it's obviously over-exaggerated, because at the beginning of the episode, they were saying how much of a very careful driver he is.
But he drove fast enough to spike his hair up earlier.
It was just because it was a top-down
convertible. It seemed to matter when Rachel was speeding, and their hair wasn't moving at all. Anyway, the episode ends. Joey's back to normal. I didn't write any more notes about that, so I don't really... Oh, I think he was like, oh, I need to go hook up with a woman right away in order to not feel like a weirdo that wore women's underwear. And then, like, he's talking to a girl, and he pulls out the underwear that's in his pocket by mistake, and everyone's like, whoa. And that's the end of the episode. And that was the one with Chandler's dad. Did you enjoy that episode?
It was okay.
It was okay.
Yeah.
I think it was only okay. Like, I don't think they got the most out of the Chandler reunion with his dad that we could have got. Like, I like seeing the show, the drag. I love a drag show. I appreciate seeing it. Right. But they, you know, we probably could have done with some interaction, notwithstanding. But mind you, if you land a star like Kathleen Turner, you know, maybe you're not going to get them for all the scenes that you want them for. We need to do trivia, Elizabeth.
Okay.
For both episodes. Gonna try and be really selective about the juicy trivia.
Yes, please. Okay,
here's the trivia for the one with the vows. You have to tell me if you find it interesting or not.
Yeah.
The majority of this episode is clips from past episodes.
No, it's not interesting.
Okay. There's only one other piece of trivia, and I can't tell you it because it's a huge spoiler.
Okay.
Do you want to cover your ears so I can tell the fans?
Do you want me to do that?
Yeah.
Okie dokie.
You have to hum as well. During this point in the series, if the episode takes place 4 weeks before the wedding, Rachel would be pregnant. Oh, what a spoiler. Okay. Good. Well, that was quick. Let's move on to the next one, the one with the trivia from the one with Chandler's dad. Oh, someone reviewed this episode. Is it me or Rachel is beyond annoying? ?
Is that the whole review?
That was the... No, that was the title. I'm not going to read the whole thing. That was from January 2021, so that's stuck with someone. Okay. Oh, okay. Here we go. The snippy waitress at the drag show is played by Courtney Cox's then-sister-in-law, Alexis Arquette, who had previously played a Central Perk customer in the one with Rachel's sister.
That's kind of interesting.
It's kind of interesting. Yeah. I don't mind that. Kathleen Turner has stated that Matthew Perry still refers to her as dad.
Aww.
I kind of like that.
I like that too. Nice.
In a previous episode, the one with Frank Jr. from 1996, Chandler named a list of women he could sleep with without his girlfriend getting angry. One of them was Jessica Rabbit. Jessica Rabbit was voiced by Kathleen Turner, who in this episode plays Chandler's father. This list is... popped up on trivia before. Like, in the last episode, Ross was like, mentioned someone he wanted to sleep with, and then they were a character in the episode. Mm-hmm. Goodness me. All right. In the one with Joey's new girlfriend, 1997, Rachel tells Gunther that her birthday is May 5th, making Rachel a Taurus, not an Aquarius, as she tells Officer Handsome in this episode.
I mean, she probably was just like messing around. She probably was just like saying whatever.
I don't know.
It's not that interesting.
I really hope someone got fired for that blunder. Chandler's father is the last parent of the main characters to be introduced, discounting Phoebe's adoptive mother who died by suicide before the series began.
That's kind of interesting.
I agree. Yeah. I think that is... Chandler's father's stage name is Hell in a Handbasket. We knew that.
We know, and it's great.
The police officer who pulls Rachel over and with whom she subsequently flirts with is played by Mark Consuelos, Kelly Ripa's husband.
No.
That's so shit. 27 out of 60 people found that interesting.
Oh, wow. All
right, one more before we get into spoilers. Helena Handbasket sings I Feel Pretty from the film version of West Side Story, which replaces Bright and Gay due to the resetting of the song to daytime rather than nighttime, as in the theater version, necessitating the substitution of the words which rhyme with tonight with one that rhymes with day.
Okay, I don't understand anything that you just said. They took out the word gay and replaced it with bright?
No.
Okay.
The film version replaces bright with gay due to the resetting of the film. So, like, in the stage version, they save pretty and witty and bright because the next line is tonight. Whereas in the film version, the scene where they sing that song takes place in the day, so they change the word bright to gay so that it can then rhyme with today.
Okay. It's slightly interesting, but it also, the fact that you had to explain it to me,
I still don't fully understand it, but I think we got it. So yeah, that was the trivia for that episode. Some of it was quite interesting.
It was.
And now people don't have to tweet about it to us.
Oh man.
Which is the main reason we do this segment.
But you could still tweet about my thesis.
You can ask us about that.
You could even throw an Ask Elizabeth in there. I mean, I'm always open for that.
Please just read your thesis on the podcast.
I'll read it with all the spaces and everything. Space, 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 space. The space, the...
Good. We'll look forward to that.
Yes.
That leads us nicely. There can't be many episodes left in this season, Elizabeth. There just can't be.
I don't know, Michael. It's been going on for so long.
Well, that's really our fault.
Yes, it is.
The next episode is season 7, episode 23, the one with Monica and Chandler's wedding.
Hooray!
Part 1.
Oh.
And then part 2, which we'll do as a double episode.
Well, yeah.
And that will wrap up season 7.
Of course it would be part 1, because you can't just do it in one shebang.
They show it on the same night.
Well, that's nice.
So we're going to watch it on the same night, and that's going to wrap up. And then it's 7 podcasts in 7 days.
Yay!
Yeah. So we're almost done, baby. 3 more seasons after this.
No. Yeah. 8, 9, 10. When I think of 8, I just think of 2 more.
Yeah, but it's not. It's really you can think of it any way you want, but the fact is, we still got 3 more seasons to go.
Okay, well, I'm in.
Well, we've made it this far.
Yeah, we gotta keep going.
Nora will be out of the house in a couple of years. We'll really have time to commit to it, because we'll definitely have nothing else left to talk about. Anywho, thanks very much for listening. You can follow us on Twitter at FriendsPod. We're on Instagram. Tell a friend, word of mouth, all that good stuff. We will catch you for our next episode where we wrap up season 7. Let's do this shit.
We got this.